मथुरा श्रीमद्भागवतम की जय। नताय गौर प्रेमानंदे। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। टुगेदर विल रिसाइट। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्ट प्रायश्चित्त भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेक्षु भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैश्चि। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। सो वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम कैंटो 11 चैप्टर 18 टेक्स्ट 12 एंड रिपीट बिहाइंड मी। यदा कर्म विपाकेषु लोकेषु निर्यात्मसु विरागो जायते सम्यन् न्यस्ताग्निः प्रव्रजेत् ततः। यदा कर्म विपाकेषु लोकेषु निर्यात्मसु विरागो जायते सम्यन् न्यस्ताग्निः प्रव्रजेत् ततः। यदा कर्म विपाकेषु लोकेषु निरात्मसु विरागो जायते सम्यक् माताजी। यदा कर्म विपाकेषु लोकेषु निरात्मसु विरागो जायते सम्यक् न्यस्ताग्निः प्रव्रजेत् ततः। यदा कर्म विपाकेषु लोकेषु निरात्मसु विरागो जायते सम्यक् न्यस्ताग्नि प्रव्रजेत्। यदा वेन कर्म बाय फूडिव एक्टिविटीज विपाकेषु इन ऑल दैट विच इज ऑब्टेन्ड लोकेषु including promotion to all the planets of the universe, including promotion to all the planets of the universe up to Brahmaloka. Nirya Atmashu, planets that are actually hellish, being material. Viragaha, detachment. Jayate is born. Samyak, completely. Nyast, giving up. Agnihi, the sacrificial fire of Vanaprastha. Pravrajet, one should take sannyas. Tataha, at that point. Translation by His Divine Grace, by the disciples of His Divine Grace, Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. We will also cover the next verse, translation and purport. So, if the Vanaprastha understanding that even promotion to Brahmaloka is a miserable situation, develops complete detachment from all possible results of fruitive activities, then he may take the sannyas order of life. Ishvayatopadesham mam dhatva sarvasvam ritvije agnin so prana avishya nirapeksha parivrajet. Translation: having worshipped me according to scriptural injunctions and having given all one's property to the sacrificial priest, one should place the fire sacrificed within oneself. Thus, with the mind completely detached, one should enter the sannyas order of life. Purport: one cannot maintain the sannyas order of life unless one gives up all materialistic association and engages exclusively in devotional service to the Supreme Lord. Any material desire will gradually prove to be a stumbling block in the prosecution of renounced order. Therefore, a liberated sannyasi must vigilantly keep himself free from the weeds of material desires, which surface principally in the form of attachment to women, money and reputation. One may possess a beautiful garden filled with fruits and flowers, but without vigilant maintenance, the garden will be overrun by weeds. Similarly, one who achieves a beautiful state of Krishna consciousness takes the sannyas order of life, but if he does not vigilantly and painstakingly keep his heart clean, there is always the danger of relapse into illusion. Om Agyanatimirandasya Jnananjanashravaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manokrishna Sapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapadakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamsa Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishvanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vansha Kalpatarubhyastha Kripa Sindhu Bhevacha Hityanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Kive Gauravani Prasarine Nirvishesha Shanyavadi Pashyatya Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shrivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna. So I seek the blessings of all the assembled devotees. Like to read the translation once again. If the Vanaprastha, now this chapter is about the Varnashram, In the Varnashram, the Vanaprastha stage has been discussed in the previous verses. And now says, if a Vanaprastha, he comes to the understanding that even promotion to Brahmaloka is a miserable situation, and he develops complete detachment from all possible results of fruitive activities, then he may take the sannyas order of life. Lord Krishna continues, having worshipped me according to scriptural injunction, having given all one's property to the sacrificial priest, one should place the fire's sacrifice within oneself. Thus, with the mind completely detached, one should enter the sannyas order of life. So, this verse is quite a revelation. It says that a vanaprastha, by performing austerities, he should come to the realization that the entire material world is a miserable situation. Now, we sometimes see that we are in a situation that probably is miserable, but we try to adjust and we think probably if I have a better situation, a better job, a better locality, accommodation, situation won't be so bad. Even in Mumbai, right? In general, Mumbai is not the best of the cities, because there are many constraints, a lot of crowd and a lot of traffic and so on. But Prabhupada would appreciate Hawaii. Hawaii was one of the very beautiful islands. Now, within Mumbai, some situation, some good place, when we visit some nice locality, we find not so bad. And what to speak of Hawaii, right? If you go, really go to Hawaii and it's a heavenly beauty, will any thought like this is a miserable situation come? So, this is really good. Right? Probably I am chanting Hare Krishna, I won't mind taking next birth here. Now remember, the best facility in the material world, the scripture says, multiply 100 of time the middle planetary system, those facilities are much better in the higher. The situation in the Brahmaloka is millions of times better than the best situation over here. Right? And it's not an exaggeration. Millions of times better than the best situation on this planet. And a sadhaka has to come to the realization that even that position is miserable. That's what this verse is saying. Vanaprastha should come to the realization that even Brahmaloka is a miserable situation. You see, it's very difficult. Even in this world, we find there is a lot of fun, fantasies, right? There is a lot of enjoyment. This world is very colorful. We should not be sadist and say, it's a miserable world or so on. To say that best facility on this planet multiply millions of times is a miserable, right? equation doesn't fit in our mind, in our intellect. But a brahma bhuvanan loka punar avirtan arjuna, whatever is the situation, that situation will go away very fast. This human life, the scripture says, is a chutki bajate aisa chala jayega, khatam ho jayega in a flash. Human form of life, now whatever best situation we may have now, we feel this is a good situation, it will go away very fast, like a flash of lightning, very fast. Then we don't know which situation we are going to enter into. But Brahmaloka, Brahma lives for trillions of years. Okay, human life is like a flash, But how is that a miserable situation? A facility millions times better than this, and a lifetime millions and billion times greater than on a planet, even that? From Brahma's perspective, even that, his life also passes away like a flash of lightning. Right? From their perspective. There is one verse in the scriptures, one says, Radhika will approve of sharing, regarding the glories of the Lord, that the verse said that the one may be able to count the number of dust particle on earth. Right? We have heard the verse, one may be able to count, but no one can count the glories of the Lord. But this verse had one twist. This says that even if one is able to count the number of particles of dust on the planet, no one will be able to count the number of Brahmas that have come from the body of the Lord and entered back again. You can't count that. Can you imagine? Number of Brahmas. He is one in the universe. We are not talking of the living entities. You can't count the number of Brahmas that has come from the body of Garbhodakshay Vishnu, because there are so many universes, it is going on. So from that perspective, even Brahma's life is like a flash of lightning. The best facility will just go away. Again, the cycle of dukh, janm ritu jara vyadhi dukh doshanu darshan, it will continue. So, why we discuss that even the best situation at Brahma Loka, there is nothing better than Brahma Loka in the material universe. Even that is a miserable situation. Why do we discuss that? Why do we have to be so negative after all, you know? Prabhupada describes, he says this kind of negativity will help us be alert in our Krishna consciousness. That we will know that, or it will help us to set the priorities right. We'll be alert that I should not be caught up knowing that whatever situation is there will pass away very soon. I may spend so much time in adjusting the situation, but the situation will go away very soon. I may better focus on cultivating my Krishna consciousness. So therefore, for that reason, the scripture describe, don't even aspire for Brahma Loka, what to speak of a better situation on this planet. That's what Bhagavatam says. And a sannyasi should be fixed in that conviction, that nothing, there is no good situation in the material world. If someone says, how can we be happy in this material world? He said, the question is self-contradictory. From the viewpoint of Bhagavatam, of course, when we are with the devotees in Krishna consciousness, we are not in the material world. Right? That's spiritual happiness is different. So with this conviction, one should enter the sannyas order of life. It's mentioned over here in... So, I will speak from Chaitanya Charitamrita. Some devotees requested that please speak some pastimes. Lessons bahut ho jata kai baar. Wo sab chalta hi rehta hai. Thoda kuch speak Chaitanya Charitamrita as a pastime, in a flow. Right? I said, fine. So, some devotees requested, I must honor their request. I also like the request. So I will speak about, in the context of the verse, about the conviction of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu after taking sannyas. His journey. So Kaviraj Goswami describes Krishna Utkirtan Gana Nartana Kala Patho Jani Brajita Shadbhaktavali Hamsa Chakra Madhupa Shreni Viharaspadam Karnanandi Kaladhanir Vahatume Jivamaru Prangane Shri Chaitanya Dayanidhe Tavalasal Leela Sudha Swaradhuni. This verse describes that let the pastime of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the most merciful one, let the nectarian Ganga of his pastime flow. And I am quoting it in the context of the devotee said, just speak the pastime, let the katha flow, you know, don't speak too many lessons and so on. So this verse says, Shri Chaitanya Dayanidhe Tav Lasal Leela Sudha Swaradhani, let the nectarian Ganges of the Lord's pastime flow in the desert-like heart, in my desert-like heart. I'll read the translation of this verse. O my merciful Lord Chaitanya, may the nectarian Ganges water of your transcendental activities flow on the surface of my desert-like tongue. Beautifying these waters are the lotus flowers of singing, dancing and loud chanting of Krishna's holy names, which are the pleasure abodes of unalloyed devotees. These devotees are compared to swans, ducks and bees. The rivers flowing produces a melodious sound that gladdens the ears of these devotees. So Prabhupada gives a very beautiful proverb. He says, our tongues always engage in vibrating useless sounds that do not help us realize transcendental peace. The tongue is compared to a desert because a desert needs a constant supply of refreshing water to make it fertile and fruitful. Water is the substance most needed in the desert. So, the material world is like a desert, our heart, our tongue is like a desert. Water is most needed, and this water is the Lord's nectarian pastimes. The transient pleasure derived from the mundane topics of art, culture, politics, sociology, dry philosophy, poetry, and so on is compared to a mere drop of water. Although such topics have a qualitative feature of transcendental pleasure, but they are saturated with the modes of material nature. Therefore, neither collectively nor individually can they satisfy the vast requirements of the desert-like tongue. Prabhupada continues, despite crying in various conferences, the desert-like tongue continues to be parched. For this reason, people from all parts of the world must call for the devotees of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who are compared to swans swimming around the beautiful lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, or bees humming around his lotus feet in transcendental pleasure, searching for honey. The dryness of material happiness cannot be moistened by the so-called philosophers. The urge of the soul proper is different. The soul can be solaced only by the mercy of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his many bona fide devotees who never leave his lotus feet. And so, this is a verse describing the nature of the Lord's pastime, which can fully satisfy our desert-like heart. And by the mercy of Prabhupada, we have access to these pastimes of the Lord. So we will discuss the pastime of Lord, this word with the spirit of Mahaprabhu's taking sannyas. So after taking at the age of 24, Chabbisa Vatsa Rashesha Yai Maghamas Tar Shukla Pakshe Prabhu Karila Sanyas. In the bright fortnight of the moon in the month of Magh, Jan, at the age of 24, the Lord appeared in 1486. Add 24 to that, that means 1510 AD in the month of Jan, the Lord accepted sannyas order. Immediately after taking sannyas, the Lord desired to go to Vrindavan. And for 3 days he was just traveling in Raj Desh, this is a part of Bengal. So while the Lord is taking, he has taken sannyas, he wants to go to Vrindavan. There is one verse from Srimad Bhagavatam which he was reciting, which was his meditation. Etam cha asthaya paratma nishtham adhyasitam purvatamel mahadbi aham tarishyami duranta param tamo mukundangri nisheva eva. So etam cha asthaya paratma nishtham. So Prabhupada writes that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he took sannyas for paratma nishtham, to increase one's devotion to the Lord. Nishtha, right, one's determination to serve the Krishna, Lord of the heart. May I become fixed up in devotion service to the Lord. Adhyasitam purvatamay mahadbhi. Following in the footsteps of the previous acharyas, those who after taking sannyas completely dedicated themselves to the devotional service. In this way, aham tarishyami duranta param, I will cross over this ocean of nisains, which is very difficult to cross, duranta param, this ocean of darkness, tamo, mukundangri nisheva eva, by taking shelter of Lord Mukunda's lotus feet, by serving his lotus feet. So Lord, after taking sannyas, he is reciting this verse. Hitam cha asthaya paratma nishtham. And he specifically liked this verse because this verse described the determination that we should have to become fixed up more and more, to increase our commitment, our involvement in Krishna consciousness. Prabhu kahe sadhuyai bhikshura vachan. This is the verse recited by Avanti Brahmana, 11th canto. Lord said, this is very good. This verse is excellent. Sadhuyai bhikshura vachan. His words are very good. Why? Mukunda sevana vrat kaila nirdharan. Because he has taken a firm vow, vrat, that I will serve the lotus feet of the Lord with great determination, following in the footsteps of the great souls, previous acharyas, and I will cross over the ocean of nisains. I don't want to, as this word is, I don't want to even go up to Brahmaloka. Right? Paratma nishtha matra vesha dharan. So Lord says that only one should accept this vesh of the renounced order, only to, for paratma nishtha, only to become fixed up, only to increase one's determination to serve the Lord. Paratma nishtha matra vesha dharan mukunda sevai hai samsara taran. In this way, when one become fixed up in one service, then one crosses over the ocean of nisain. So the Lord is He wants to go to Vrindavan to increase his devotion, to serve the Lord. And he's traveling, he's reciting this verse. And there are some devotees after taking sannyas, Nityanand Prabhu, Acharya Ratna, Mukund. These three devotees are also traveling behind the Lord. And for quite some time, the Lord was traveling in Raj Desh, which is considered where the Ganga doesn't flow. So this land is considered sinful. It's at those places where Mother Ganga doesn't flow, they are in general considered sinful. So the Pandavas, during their travels, they made sure that they are always near some holy river. So the Lord didn't hear the holy name for quite some time. And he was anxious. No one around chanting the holy name. Suddenly he saw some cowherd boys chanting the names of the Lord. Gopa balak sab prabhu ke dekhiya, hari hari bali dake uchh kariya. So these cowherd boys, they chanted the Lord's name. And the Lord was very much happy. He felt so good. Okay, here are some cowherd boys, they are chanting the Lord's name. The Lord went near to them and said, he put his hand on their head. Bless them, please chant. Continue to chant the Lord's name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Shunita sabar nikar gila gor hari, bal 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 sabar shire hasta dhari. Lord went near them and said, please chant, continue to chant. It gives me so much pleasure. Tasabar stuti kare tomara bhagyavan, kritarth karile more shunaya hari naam. Lord said, you are all so fortunate. You are chanting the Lord's name. You have made me kritarth. I feel my life has been successful to hear holy names. Right? So, we all have the opportunity to chant the holy name of the Lord. It is not an ordinary opportunity. Sometimes we take things for granted. How many people in this world get the opportunity to chant the holy names? And that too in the association of devotees. It pleases the Lord. Lord is saying, oh, so fortunate. You're so fortunate, you're chanting the holy names. Right? So we have to see from the Lord's perspective. Very, very rarely do a living entity gets an opportunity to chant the holy name of the Lord. Right? So we should value that opportunity. And specifically when we chant the Lord's name, in general, we make a habit of chanting while we are walking, while we are sleeping, getting up, doing some seva. When we chant the Lord's name, the Lord is extremely pleased. One day morning, the Lord came to the house of Bhattacharya. He took early darshan of Lord Jagannath. He had some prasad in his hand. And he came to the house of Sarva Bhattacharya. It is mentioned Sarva Bhattacharya was just getting up from the bed. Krishna Krishna Sfuta Kahi Bhattacharya Jagila, Krishna Nama Suni Prabhura Ananda Badila. And while he is getting up, right, just getting up from the bed, he said Krishna Krishna. You know, the name Krishna Krishna came from his mouth. The Lord was so happy. Here is Sarvam Bhattacharya. He just getting up from the bed and just chanting the name of the Lord. There was another devotee. what's his name? Who came to the house of Jadu Thakur? Kaliya Krishnadas? Kal Krishnadas. Kalidas, sorry, just the Kalidas. Let's confuse the name. So the Kalidas, it mentioned that Kalidas
he would also just had a habit of just reciting Krishna's name. And sometimes he would play some dice game, kind of. As if we have also played some dice game with our dice. Even while throwing a dice, he would say Krishna Krishna. Right? So anything he would do, you know, he would just quite often, you know, in the vyavahar, in journal dealings, journal talks, he would chant the name of Krishna. So, the point we are discussing is, we can chant Lord's name out of our scheduled chanting. Right? Of course, we all chant prescribed number of rounds, but it's good to chant Lord's name off the beat back also, more and more, rather than when in journal dealings, journal behavior, while walking, while getting up, while going to sleep, and so on. So the Lord is very pleased, and he asked them, which is the way to Vrindavan? And Nityanand Prabhu had already taught them. He told them some story. He said he made up some reasonable story to convince the boys that should direct him in the opposite direction and not towards Vrindavan. So he asked them the way to Vrindavan, and the boys directed them towards Bengal again, Shantipur. And the Lord came over there. So he is traveling, and then he sees Nityanand Prabhu is around. He says, Nityanand, where are you going? Lord Nityanand says, with you, my Lord, to Vrindavan. We are going to Vrindavan. Prabhu kahe kat dur ache Vrindavan. How far is Vrindavan from here? Teho kahe na kare e Yamuna darshan. Here, my Lord, here, see the Yamuna in front of you. And the Lord says, oh, so fortunate. I am so happy. Oho bhagya Yamuna re pailu darshan. I'm so fortunate to see Mother Yamuna. And then the Lord began offering prayer. So this is a beautiful prayer given when we go to take darshan of Mother Yamuna, take bath, we can offer this prayer following in the footsteps of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chidananda bhano shadananda suno par prema patri drava brahma gatri Aganam lavitri jagashema datri pavitri kriyano vapumitra putri. So Mother Yamuna has been described as Vapur Mitra Putri. She is the daughter of Sun God. She is the sister of Yamaraj. Chidananda Bhano, that your waters are spiritual waters, they are not ordinary waters. And spiritually blissful waters. Shadananda Shuno Par Prema Patri. You are always the recipient of the love of the son of Nanda Maharaj. You destroy all sins, Aganam Lavitri, and you bestow supreme auspiciousness, Jagashema Dhatri. Pavitri Kriyan, no, O daughter of Sun God, please purify me. So in this way, the Lord offered this beautiful prayer, Mother Yamuna. And then he immediately jumped to take bath after offering prayer and obeisances. And suddenly he sees Advaitacharya coming on a boat. And Advaitacharya came and offered obeisances. He said, what are you doing in Vrindavan over here? And what does Advaitacharya replies? Acharya kahe tum yaha sei Vrindavan. What are you doing in Vrindavan? Advaita Acharya says, my Lord, wherever you are, that is Vrindavan. By the way, you are in Shantipur. Right? You know, sometimes we give a philosophical justification to some ordinary circumstances are there, and we may mess up something and we may give a philosophical justification, whatever. Just like to give an example, once a devotee was there, a festival was going on, and then he came down and I said, aapne prasad liya? Prabhu, aapke darshan ho gaye, prasad ho gaya. I said, oh, acha, lagta hai bhook nahi lagi aapko. Right? You are giving philosophical answer. Otherwise, you would be asking, prasad hai kya? Right? So, sometimes we like to philosophize. A general question, we want to give a philosophical answer. So, Advaita Acharya, what are you doing in Vrindavan? This is Vrindavan, of course. Since you are there, that is Vrindavan. But anyway, by my good fortune, you are here in Shantipur. The Lord said, Nityanand, you have cheated me. Right? Telling me this is Yamuna, you have brought me to Ganga. Again, Advaita Acharya gives a philosophical justification. He says, actually, you know, this is not wrong. Nityanand Prabhu is not wrong. But we can justify anything philosophically, actually. Nityanand Prabhu is not wrong because at Prayag, the Yamuna comes from the western side, Ganga comes from the eastern side, they merge together. You took bath on a western bank. So you took bath in Yamuna, in one sense. But please, have you realized that last 3 days you have not eaten anything? No, you just took bath, you don't even have a set of dry clothes. I have just brought with me this set of dry clothes. Please change your clothes and come to my house. For 3 days you have not eaten anything. Right? You're doing upvas. So the Lord was so oblivious. He was constantly in that avesh to go to Vrindavan, serve the Lord. And then Advaita Acharya takes the Lord to his house. So herein we understand that although the Lord wanted to go to Vrindavan, Nityanand Prabhu often seems to contradict the Lord's plans. Right? But then whatever Lord Nityanand Prabhu does, he satisfies Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's innermost desires. So externally Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to go to Vrindavan. But Nityanand Prabhu understood that the devotees are in great agony. If the Lord goes to meet the devotees, that will actually give him much more transcendental pleasure. By the pleasure of devotees, his pleasure will be much more. So therefore, he understands the innermost desires of the Lord. And he acts accordingly. Right? So therefore, on the surface, we may feel that Lord Nityananda Prabhu is doing something opposite to the desire of the Lord, but he is satisfying the innermost desires, and which are at the core of the heart. So therefore, Nityananda Prabhu, he directed the Lord towards Shantipur, and he already sent Acharya Ratna in front. Please give this message to all the devotees in Bengal that the Lord is going to be in Shantipur very soon. Call Mother Sachi and all the devotees. And before all the devotees come, Advaita Acharya, he had organized a huge feast. And he had arranged the feast to be offered to the Lord in three koot. Koot means like a mountain or whatever, a huge arrangement, a mountain, stacked rice and around all the vegetables and other preparations kept. So in three big, right, stacks, the food was offered. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu thought, oh, everything is for Krishna. And he said, Aishayan ye Krishna ke karaye bhojan, जन्मे जन्मे शिरे धरूं तहारा चरण. वन हु कैन ऑफर सच अ नाइस फीस्ट टू कृष्णा, राइट, सो मेनी प्रिपरेशन सो नाइसली अरेंज्ड. आई वॉन्ट टू टेक द डस्ट ऑफ दैट पर्सन लोटस फीट ऑन माई हेड. यू आर सर्विंग कृष्णा सो नाइसली, प्लीज नाउ लुक्स लाइक ऑफरिंग हैज ऑलरेडी ओवर, राइट. तुलसी मंजरी वर देयर एंड looks like the bhoga has been already offered. Please give me some small patal and I may have the remnants. He said, Advaita Acharya had a different plan. Right? So Lord, he said, this one whole stack is for you, another one for Nityananda Prabhu, third is for Krishna. Right? So the two I have kept for the two of you. Lord said, so much. I can't eat so much. Advaita Acharya says, my Lord, please give up all kind of pretense. You eat 100 times of this quantity in Puri. And you eat many times, not once. I am a poor Brahmana, how much can I offer you? This is just few morsels. Please don't make any pretense and accept this prasad. And he catches hold of the Lord's hand and asks him to sit down. Right. Somehow, he said, I am so fortunate you have come to my home. Now please honor this. And we often see that although the Supreme Lord, he is the independent Supreme Lord, but the Lord doesn't have independence, how much he wants to eat, what he wants to eat. Sometimes he says, just give me some simple lafara bhanjan, boiled vegetable and rice. But the devotee says, no, you must taste this rabadi also. You must taste this, you know, special sabji also, and so on. The devotees want him to, and he complies. So although the Lord is independent, we see many a times, he is not. Right? He feels obliged to his devotees. And he, in order to please them, he takes or does things as per their desire. Right? So that is, so in one sense, whenever there is love, affection, actually there is no independence. If someone wants to be independent, then you can't actually enter into a loving relationship. Because wherever there is love, affection, you have to act as per the desire of the beloved for whom you have affection. So the Lord is supremely independent Lord, he is a sannyasi, he wants to eat simply. But the devotees want that you should eat feast. So he complies, what will he do? He complies to their desire. He gives up all kind of independence and satisfies his devotees. And there is already a huge quantity kept. And as soon as Lord finishes half of it, big drawers are kept. And it's quite fascinating details. It's that these dronas, Kaviraj Goswami says, these dronas were made from the leaf, the banana, the bark of those banana trees, which had 32 bunches of bananas, 32 athiya kalar. We say, what is this? You know, what kind of detail is this? So there were, these dronas were made from a tree, bark, that had 32 bunches of bananas. That means a very strong tree. The drona also is very strong. That means when Advaita Acharya would put to a big strong drona, it would not topple over. Right? So that kind of details are given. It was a strong drona. Right? You could just pour a huge quantity and it's not the whole thing will topple over. Detail is a sign of love. So what kind of dronas were being used to serve is also described. So Advaita Acharya, as soon as the Lord finished half the quantity, is already a big drona of everything kept, Advaita Acharya would fill it again. So the feast is still there, the Lord is eating, but he is not letting it be over. Lord is saying, please now, please stop serving. Advaita Acharya said, okay, whatever served, eat, that much you eat now. I will not serve anything more now. Right? So somehow Pasham the Lord, honoring Prasadam or the Vaitacharya. And finally, Lord gets up, does the Achman. Advaitacharya gives him flower garland, sandalwood pulp, and said, "My Lord, please take some rest." He says, "No, you should all take. No, 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 you take some rest first." And Advaitacharya comes to massage the feet of the Lord. Lord said, "How much more you will make me dance to your tune? Go and take prasad." Right? So in this way, the Lord sends him back, "Go and take prasad."
नाना यत्न देने प्रभु रे करायला भोजन आचार्यरा इच्छा प्रभु करीला पूरन.
In this way, Advaitacharya, with great endeavor, humility, request, made the Lord honor that prasadam, and the Lord made his desire successful. But the Lord fulfilled his desire. Right? There is a beautiful verse. How? What is the nature of affection for the Lord, nature of love for Krishna?
Krishna re na chaye prema, bhakti re na chaye, apne na chaye tina na chaye ekathai.
This verse says the nature of love, the affection is that love makes Krishna dance to its tune, like we see over here, Advaitacharya. Right? The Lord is not independent any longer. This affection, though the affection, that affection makes the Lord dance to its tune. That affection makes the devotee also dance. And that prema itself dances. Tine nache ekathain. It's quite a beautiful verse. Right? So we see that often in the pastime of the Lord. So in this way, the Lord completes his, and all the devotees take their meal. By the evening, all the devotees arrive from Bengal. Sachi Mata comes with them. As soon as the Lord saw his mother,
Sachi aage padi la prabhu dandavat haiya, kandite lagila sachi kole uthaiya.
The Lord offered his full prostrated obeisances to his mother. The mother began crying, taking the Lord on his lap. She became so overwhelmed, her heart was choked up, right? Was fully saturated. And especially when she did not see the Lord's beautiful curly hair, she became even more anxious.
Angamuche mukha chumbe kare nirikshan.
So she was caressing the Lord's limb, kissing him, and tears were constantly flowing from the eyes of Mother Sachi.
Kandiya kahena Sachi bachare ni mai, Vishwarupa samana kariha niturai.
So while weeping, Mother Sachi said, "My dear child Nimai, don't become hard-hearted like your elder brother, Vishwarup." Now, Mother Sachi is addressing the Lord. Mere bache nimai, bachare nimai. Here is the Lord who is with a sannyas danda, right? His Holiness, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Goswami Maharaj, right? But the mother is saying, mere bache nimai. You may say she should be calling with more dignity, respect, and so on. Is it not? Once there was one brahmachari, and he was initiated for many years. But his parents would address him from the non-initiated name, childhood name. And we see still many parents, they would address their child by the previous name and not by the initiated name. So this brahmachari said, "Mera 10 saal se ho gaya diksha, still my mother calls me by the previous name. Aaj tak ek baar bhi mera initiated name leke nahi bulaya meri maa ne mere ko." So the mother said, "You also call me mummy only." She was also initiated. So this is language of affection, love. Right? that supersedes other formalities. So the mother is mother, although the Lord is there with the sannyas danda, right? He is a sannyasi. Everyone is offering dandavats. But the mother is saying, my child, my. Please do not become indifferent to me. What the Lord says? Kandiya balena prabhu shuna mor ai. Tumara sharir ai mor kichu nai. The Lord began crying. And he says, my mother, please listen. This body belongs to you. It doesn't belong to me. Mor kichu nai. This body totally belongs to you. Tomara palita deha janma toma haite. Kopi janme tomara dena na parishodite. This body had its source in you. You have given birth to this body. In millions of lifetimes, I won't be able to repay your debt. The Lord speaks to his mother. You see how affectionate. These words are filled with so much affection of the Lord for his mother. He says, somehow the other, in some madness, I have taken sannyas. Jani va na jani kaila yadyapi sannyas. Tathapi tomare kabu nahiba udas. Knowingly, unknowingly, I have taken sannyas, but I will not be indifferent to you ever. Right? So the Lord is saying, this body belongs to you, you have given birth in millions of lifetime, won't be able to repay your debt. And I shall never be indifferent to you. Actually, just will share one small observation with you all. There is one brahmachari who has few other brothers and sisters. Whenever the brothers or whenever the parents, they need some help, one brother is abroad, other brother is settled in another city, and the sister is married, she is also at a far distance. Whenever the parents are in any kind of difficulty, they need some help, all the other brothers and sisters, they call this brahmachari, hey, you go. He said, what about you? We are busy with this. One is sitting abroad, where will he come? Right? And others are also busy with so many things. Hum sabko kitna kaam hai, tum brahmachari hai, tumko kuch jyada kaam naam do, aise hai nahi. Right? You go. And whenever the parents need help, it is the brahmachari brother of amongst the brothers and sisters, he always reaches. Right? So, this has been my observation in many other cases also, that a brahmachari serves his parents better than other brothers and sisters. Well, I am not fighting any case. Nahi kaha sa virodha, nahi kaha anurodha, sahaj vastu kari vivaran. I am not fighting any case, as I said. Sahaj vastu kari vivaran, whatever is the observation, whatever you have seen practically happening, I am just mentioning that. So in many, many cases, we will not generalize, but in many cases, the other brothers, sisters, they depend upon the one who is brahmachari. You take care of the parents. Right? And we are busy with many other things. Of course, the Lord himself said that I will never be indifferent to you. I will serve you always. I will take care of you. So, the Lord says, whatever you tell me, I will do that. Wherever you want me to stay, I will stay. And then the mother, she consults with all the devotees. She says, if he stays here after taking sannyas, people will criticize him. I'll be happy, but people will criticize him. That will be my unhappiness. So therefore he should stay not too close but not too far. This Puri is very good place. Someone is always coming and going. I'll get his news at least. You all will go to him. I'll get to hear about him. That will keep me alive. So in this way, all the devotees, they appreciate that the words of the mother are like Ved Vakya. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he hears that mother wants that you, instead of going to Vrindavan, please stay in Jagannath Puri. And the Lord also becomes very happy. So in this way, the Lord decides to go to Jagannath Puri. And he is ready to leave. All the devotees are there, they are crying out, they are crying, their heart is in pain. So as the Lord is about to leave, Advaita says, "My Lord, when will we see you again? Please stay for 10 more days." And the Lord agrees. Right? The bag is packed, everything is, right? He is ready to leave, unpacks everything. Right? Anyway, didn't have much paraphernalia, but just still in our context. Imagine that your bag is packed and ready to leave. Someone makes a request. It's difficult to postpone the plan. But the Lord, as I said, he is controlled by the affection of his devotees. Okay, makes you happy. Few more days. Stays few more days. And then finally when the Lord is leaving, he gives instruction to all the devotees, especially to all the householders who had come, who were there. The Lord gave some instruction to them while parting. Gharaya kar sada Krishna sankirtan, Krishna naam Krishna katha Krishna aradhan. Please go home and do Krishna sankirtan. One meaning of now this Krishna sankirtan, This term has been explained. One meaning of Sankirtan is when we come together and glorify the Lord. Right? Samyak. Srila Saraswati Thakur gives another meaning of word Sankirtan. He says Sankirtan means, Samyak means all the other aspects. That means when we, to hear about Krishna, to chant his holy name, to worship him, to serve his devotees, they all are included in Sankirtan, Samyak, together, all these activities. They are all part of Krishna Sankirtan. So Lord is saying, primarily three things which constitute Krishna Sankirtan, complete glorification of the Lord, that is, please chant the holy names, Krishna Naam, Krishna Katha, hear the Katha of the Lord, and worship the Supreme Lord. Right? So these three things are specifically mentioned, that all the devotees, especially the householder devotees, they have to chant their prescribed number of rounds as much as possible, hear the katha of the Lord and worship the deity at their homes. Krishna Aradhan. And Haridas Thakur falls at the Lord's feet. He said, "I am so unfortunate. When will I get a darshan again? I can't even, this body is so sinful, I can't even come to Puri. What will happen to me?" Haridas Thakur requests the Lord. Lord says, "I will pray for you." And this is, Lord replied, many times when the devotees would request him, "Please, can you do this? Can you do this for us?" The Lord would say, "I would pray to Jagannath. You yourself are Jagannath," right? So that means he accepted, right? That's the Lord's way of putting it. When he would accept someone's plea, he would say, "I will pray for you to Jagannath." Actually, when the devotees pray, the Lord accepts. Right? In general, we can be assured of that. But when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is praying, for sure it is accepted. There is no doubt. He says, I'll pray for you to Jagannath. Tomalagi Jagannathe Kariba Nivedan Tomalaya Yab Ami Shri Purushottam. I'll pray to Jagannath and so that you may also come to Purushottam Kshetra, the place of Lord Jagannath. In this way, the Lord leaves the house of Advaita Acharya and there is a huge hue and cry. Advaita Lord leaves immediately and Advaita Acharya begins running behind the Lord. After going some distance, again the Lord turns back and he holds the hand of Advaita Acharya and says, please calm down yourself. Lord speaks very sweetly. He says, you are the leader of all the Vaishnavas. If you become so overwhelmed, who will console the everyone behind? Now your duty is to console everyone. And you are the leader and you yourself are just crying out and falling on the ground. You have to steady yourself, console yourself. It's not our last meeting. We'll be meeting again. Go take care of the devotees. Right? So therefore, in any difficult circumstance, in any overwhelming circumstance, it is the duty of the leader not to be overwhelmed and see those who are overwhelmed they are taken care of. The Lord tells Advaita Acharya, you have to take care of the devotees behind. And finally, giving consoling Advaita Acharya, the Lord departs for Jagannath Puri. So this was the Lord's, it was described the spirit of taking sannyas. So I will end with few verses from Chaitanya Charitamrita again. We began with that how these pastimes of the Lord are a constant flow of nectarian water of the Ganges. And they alone can satisfy our desert-like heart or our desert-like tongue. So Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami again repeats this Siddhant. He says, Bhakta Gana Shuna Mara Danya Vachan. O devotees, please hear my humble plea. Toma Savarapa Dadhuli Anga Vibhushana Kari Kichumui Karu Nivedana. At very refined, very gentle man, Kaviraj Goswami. He says, I take dust from your lotus feet and I submit my plea at a lotus feet. Please accept it. Krishna Bhakti Siddhanta Gana Yate Prafula Padmavana Tara Madhukari Asvadana. Premarasaku mudvane prafulita ratri dine tate charao mano bhringa gana. He says, devotional service to Krishna is like a pleasing jubilant forest of lotus flowers. Krishna bhakti siddhant gan yate praful padmavan. Yeah, thank you. So devotional service to Krishna is like a pleasing jubilant forest of lotus flower where there is ample honey. I request, I invite you all, please bring the bees of your minds and taste this honey. This honey is meant for you, the passion of the Lord. Nana bhavera bhakta jana hamsa chakra vakaja gana yate sabe karena vihara. The devotees Nana Bhavera Bhaktagan, the devotees who have different relationship, mellows with Krishna, they are like swans and chakravak birds who play in this forest of lotus flowers. Krishna ke lesun rinala yaha pai sarva kala bhakta hamsa kare ahara. The birds of the lotus, Lotus flower, the buds are there within that, the lotus seed is there. They are like the pasture of the Lord, which are the edibles of the swan like devotees. Lord Krishna is always engaged in the transcendental pastimes. Therefore, the devotees always relish these lotus buds. That is amply available, and that is the main diet of these swan like devotees. And he invites that, please everyone come to this beautiful sarovar. There is a forest of lotus flowers, which is devotional service to Krishna. And relish these pastimes. This is the ahar. And then he says,
ये लीला अमृत विने खाए यदि अन्न पाने तबे भक्तेरा दुर्बल जीवान.
If someone leaves this nectar and he goes out to have some other fast food, junk food, right? There are many other exciting foodstuffs available. He said that devotee will become weak. Kaviraj Goswami says, one who doesn't come here and relish this proper diet and goes out to have other things, tabe bhaktera durbala jivan, that devotee will grow weak in his spiritual life.
Yara ek bindu pane utfalit tanu mane hase gaye kare ye nartan.
However, if one tastes a drop of honey, right, from this lotus flower forest, tasting drop of honey will enliven his body, his mind, his soul, and in great ecstasy he will chant, dance, cry out.
E amrit kar pana yara sam nahi aana.
Please taste this nectar. There is nothing greater than this, he says.
E amrit kar pana yara sam nahi aana. Chitte kari sudrira vishvasa.
Please have faith and taste this nectar of the Lord's pastimes.
Na pada kutark garte amadhyakar kasha varte. Yate padile hai sarvanash.
Be careful not to fall into the pit of false argument and the whirlpools of unfortunate situations. If you fall into such position, you will be finished, Kaviraj Goswami says. And then finally he says,
Shri Rupa Sanatana Raghunatha Jeevcharana Shire Dhari Yara Karumash.
I take the dust of the lotus feet of the Goswamis, Rupa Sanatana Raghunath Jeev Goswami.
Krishna Lila Amritamrita Chaitanya Chaitamrita Kahe Kishudina Krishna Das.
Thus I, Krishna Das, humbly try to describe the nectar of the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which are mixed with the pastime of Lord Krishna. So he says, I am narrating this Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu pastime, which are mixed with, right? That people like to mix two flavors and so on. So he says, this particular flavor is very sweet. Krishna's pastimes being tasted by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how he relishes. So Krishna Lila Amrit Anvit Chaitanya Charita Amrit. Please taste this combination. Sometimes people mix, you know, vanilla strawberry together or chocolate strawberry ice cream together. In GVVC, you know, most of the guests who come, they don't take one scoop, they take two flavors together and like to mix and eat. That enhances the flavor. But there is no greater flavor than Krishna Leela and Chaitanya Leela, right? This serving, please taste a little bit and you see how you will be enlivened, how it nourishes you. And if you don't take this, Kaviraj Goswami warns, you will grow weak in your spiritual life. So by the mercy of Prabhupada, by the mercy of his disciples, other Vaishnavas, we have the opportunity to taste this nectar. Jai Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Nitai Gaur Premanande Ki. Hare Krishna, thank you very much. Hare Krishna. So it's already time is over, and there are, of course, the pastime of the Lord. Don't expect any questions. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. There are some announcements.